Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm joined by Jackson and Zoe. Laughing because I sort of flustered, and then you, Zoe, like nodded, sort of like, you can do it.
You're doing it, buddy.
It was just a very supportive nod, and I liked it, and it felt good, and it made me laugh.
That's fair, yeah, nice.
And in today's episode, we are talking getting hit in the head.
I've got a good story for this, guys.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Because recently I got hit in the head.
Yeah!
Very ironically, by a hard hat.
That is ironic.
That's awesome. Nothing was protected. That's so funny.
Did it fall?
It fell off a shelf.
Did it fall off someone else's head?
No, it fell off a shelf that I was so very confident I could move whilst not taking anything off.
Man, that's so crazy, because you had a 50-50 chance of it landing perfectly on your head.
Or protecting you from further hard hats. Yeah,
that was nearly awesome.
Wow, sliding doors moment for you. This could have been a crazy story where you're like, it landed on my head.
Yeah, and then a hammer hit you
there exactly. Wow, that's so awesome.
Anyway, I guess end the episode because it is perfect.
No, I don't think I've got a better story about getting hit in the head than that.
Have you been hit in the head a lot?
It seems like you should.
My assumption is yes.
Not as much as you'd think.
Do you hit your head on things a lot? Like if you're under a desk, if you're under a desk fixing some cables,
yeah.
What's the percentage odds that you're going to smack your head on the way back
up? I think I'm a different kind of clumsy. I think that
you hit on the way down. You hit your chin.
Don't knock myself out. No.
Bite your tongue off.
Oh, no. I can't talk anymore. No more job for Jackson.
No, I think it's if I
cry. I will be new Jackson.
If I'm under the table, instead of getting up and dunking my head, I'm way more likely to try and climb out awkwardly, hook my foot on the cables, fall flat on my face, wreck all of my hard work. I think that's way more likely for me.
Do you get your belt loop caught on door handles, Heaps?
Yeah, and my jacket gets caught on the door somehow. Like the knob is now in my sleeve. And I'm like, what am I doing?
That happens to me all the time. And every time I'm like, the odds must be so low. But this happens all the time.
Yeah, so in some way you have to be responsible. I feel like I trip over a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always stumbling around.
You have any big stacks recently?
No, not really. The last big injury I got is Joel Zammit threw a phone at my nut.
Intentionally?
Yeah. It was.
Did you deserve it, do you think?
Yeah, in sort of the cosmic sense that I always deserve a little bit of punishment.
But in that moment, maybe not.
No, I've talked about this in a couple of podcasts because it's a notable thing.
I've never heard this story.
It happened very recently. I was saying that because I don't think I have great reflexes. I think if you threw something at my head right now, I wouldn't dodge it.
Mm.
Throw that eraser at my head.
Okay.
Watch the...
I mean, okay.
You did hit him.
You did just get hit in the head. Yeah, but it's very easy for you to approach. You have to try to dodge it.
All right.
I'm trying to dodge it. Okay.
Otherwise, that's not showcasing your ability. Hey, I won't dodge this.
Okay.
All right. What if randomly throughout the episode,
yeah.
Me and Hayden will throw it at you?
Okay. That sounds
and
great.
You have to try and dodge
okay,
it.
Okay. Of course.
Okay.
Well, because basically a similar.
So you have an eraser in your hand.
I have an eraser. You have an eraser.
This is going to end badly for me. Yeah. Shouldn't have have walked in. But the reason that my nut...
And also, we have to go, yeah! So that yeah! the audience knows when we've thrown the eraser, okay?
Well, because the reason I got hit in the nut was the same conversation happened.
Yeah! So I couldn't wait. I got too excited.
The same conversation
it
happened.
Flinch.
And I also... You flinched, but I just missed. Well, yeah. I got too...
and that one hit him. That one hit him.
It's also like point blank range. There's pretty much no chance. You're also like sitting down, reclined.
I can't go anywhere.
Like you really... It's not going to work out.
No, that's true. But anyway, his amateur threw a phone at me to test the theory and it hit me on the nut. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you try and dodge it or did you just cop?
Yeah, but I went up for some reason.
So it went into your nuts.
Yeah, I walked into it real bad.
That's good.
Something, to be honest, this is not quite getting hit in the head, but it's a similar, sort of, it's the same realm. Mm. When was the last time you got stuck in something? I feel like I got stuck in shit all the time back in the day and I don't get stuck in anything anymore.
Oh, that's
I
a good question.
Stuck upside down on the monkey bars and a teacher had to come and lower me down.
Whoa. How did you get stuck upside down?
You know when you'd like you'd go on the monkey bars and then you'd hook the back of your knees over it and you'd dangle?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you'd like use your core to then like reach back up. There is no core. There has never been a core.
You're supposed to hook your feet to the next bar so you can kind of use your legs as well.
Oh, I didn't do that either. Yeah. So anyway, and then a teacher, after I kind of been there for way too long, and I was like, someone needs to help me.
I'm feeling weird. All the blood's in my brain.
I once got stuck in the monkey bars at, long-time listeners will know this, but I briefly went to a cult school for a year in prep.
And you have so many little things about you that I always forget, and they come back, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's right. Right, yeah. And at the cult school, they didn't have any play equipment, but they had three oil drums and one real...
Full of oil.
They were just like what you played with at lunchtime. You just rolled the oil drum around.
That's cool. But this is one of the schools where they give you like a saw and hammer and nails. And
no,
just
this is one of the schools where you meditate every morning and then at some point during the day a woman...
Because children notoriously love to sit still.
Yeah.
I've probably said this before. These are my memories of the school. Mm-hmm. Every morning we would meditate. At one point, a woman came around with a plate of spices, and we all got to smell the spices.
Wait, I was every friends day with or a, just once?
At some point. I don't know. I was friends with a boy named Humphrey.
That's a nice name. I like the name Humphrey.
At one point, I have this memory of being in the back of a car.
Did you call him Humphrey?
I don't remember what I called it.
Hey, Humphrey.
What he's doing now. But yeah, I have a memory of being in the back of a car with a woman and eating lunch. I don't know who she was. I don't know why I was there. It was during school time.
I should have been in class.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on. But I got stuck on top of that monkey bars once, and the boy who used to stab me with his pencil, rolled an oil drum underneath me so I could get down. And I remember in that moment, it was my first child moments of being like, people are complex. Sometimes this boy attacks me with a pencil, but in this moment, he saved my life.
People are good deep down.
There's a lot going on to a human being. Yeah.
Wait, did he, so?
So I got stuck up the monkey bars because in my child mind, I don't know if this is true, but they were gigantic, like too high. I don't know if this is the case. I mean, I would have been like 5, so who
knows?
Reckon
you were just small.
But it was also the school that only gave us oil drums.
oil drums and monkey bars.
So like, I don't know. But in my mind, it was, okay, this is, I remember it being like maybe 2.5 meters tall.
Okay.
When I was in prep.
Yeah.
From the floor to
From the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah. That's like... Yeah, okay.
That's like a standard size of a monkey bar.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's about right for a kid on a that is pretty high for a kid.
How tall do you think a kid is? Like this much?
Yeah,
like something like
four, that. Like,
that
a bit like a meter?
Yeah,
that's a little bit. Maybe, yeah.
So two meters?
2 meters.
2.5 like, meters high.
That's a monkey
two
bar.
2.5 is pretty tall.
Yeah.
For a little kid, I think, yeah. I think nowadays, nowadays at my height, and I think I'm like 5'4", 5'5", I should be able to touch the monkey bars.
Yeah, I can touch the monkey bars.
Oh, I know you can.
But I'm 6'9", so.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah. Well done.
Congratulations.
Hooray for you.
Hey, how come you guys aren't as tall as me?
Bad genetics.
Yeah. I come from a long line of short, stocky people. Like, we're built for a famine.
Yeah.
Hardy. Well, I have one cousin who... So everyone in my family has, like, a very similar body type.
Yeah.
And we are shortish... And we are sturdy and we are prone to diabetes.
Yeah.
Like that is our body type.
Yeah.
But I have one cousin who is very slender, very tall, very, just also just fucking stunning, has nothing to do with anything, but just also just like a really stunning girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And obviously came from like the other side of her family.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny to see like a group photo of like all these like little rotund people and this one supermodel.
That's awesome. I keep thinking that if a wave came, like, and crashed over us, you'll be okay, I imagine, Zoe. Yeah. But Hayden's gone.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I bob back up.
Yeah.
My head is so far off the ground. And I remember I was on a hike with Cass the other day.
Yeah.
And she was, like, talking about being in a tree. And it's like, when you're in a tree, like, it feels high, but really, like, your feet aren't that far off the ground. It's just your head is really far off the ground. And then I started freaking out because I'm like, my head is so far from the ground all the time.
That's true. If I fell
over and just dunked my head, I would just fucking die.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
Like if you fell back and didn't do anything about it.
Donk, dead.
Donk.
Head
in
the head.
Rest in peace, Hayden. Yeah,
dead. Dead at 19.
Dead at 19. Oh,
dead at 19
so
and 6'9".
Fucking hell. What about you? Have you been donked in the head?
Oh, yes. So I've been concussed.
He could have been taller.
Have you guys been concussed ever?
No.
I haven't had that many injuries really in my life.
I thought being concussed.
Mine was all internal.
Yeah, fair.
I thought being concussed was like a normal thing to
be. Everyone did?
No.
But you did.
I've been concussed heaps. So one time, and I started thinking recently, I'm like, maybe this explains
which is impressive after
how
the concussion.
I am. Well, I'm like, maybe, is there, what are the long-lasting things of a concussion? And I decided to not Google
that
it.
Because
I can't do shit about it, and that'll just make me sad.
Yeah.
So I was a kid, and then I don't really have a memory of this, which is funny, but what I'm told is I was walking out of this breezeway at primary school, and then I either tripped over my own shoelaces or people playing soccer, I either tripped over the soccer ball or some kind of combination of both, but basically fell straight down, hit my head, front of my head, right on the concrete, and to the point where I do remember this, I remember crying because I was like, I don't know, 8 or something.
Yeah.
And then walking and finding a teacher who was not on yard duty. So, you know, when they like, I'm not on yard duty, find someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
They would try to do that and they saw the welt on my head and they went, oh.
No.
And then they walked me to sick bay when they weren't on yard duty, which isn't good. Then the next week, right, I remember my mum was telling me that night or the day after, she woke me up in the middle of the night to check on me. And I was just like asking me questions and was like, you know, what's my name? You know, what day is it? That kind of thing. And one of the questions was, what's the cat's name?
Yeah.
And the cat's name was Ferret. And I went, ish. And she went, That's not that's not even close to the cat's name. That's not even a word.
That's so concerning. Oh
anyway, so then the next week, or maybe it was 2 weeks later,
feeling
good, I'm at my friend's house. We're in his driveway going down the hill. And the, you know those, I think it's like a Fisher and Paykel or that one of those
the
brands.
Red and yellow cars?
Yeah, the bike version of that.
Oh, like, yeah.
They're tricycle. Yep. They're like all plastic, blue wheels, yellow body, red handlebars, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I decide I'm going to go down the driveway in this. And, you know, for a bit of fun, I'm going to close my eyes. And so what I did is I hit the corner of a brick pillar in the exact same spot that I hit my head the week before and got another concussion.
That's no good.
No. Anyway, I didn't do well in school. My ATAR wasn't good. I didn't get any courses I wanted.
That's crazy.
Can't imagine that's related. And I think there might have been another concussion somewhere in the mix, but I forget.
That's wild.
Concussion.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah.
Have you broken bones? You give me the vibes of someone who would have broken bones.
No, I've only broken one bone.
Collarbone.
Collarbone.
Oh, yeah.
I was my friend, in quotation marks, he knew Krav Maga, or at least said he did. And he pulled off, I guess, a fairly convincing Krav Maga move that basically put all of my body weight onto the corner of my shoulder and slammed me down into the ground. And I broke my collarbone in two places.
Wow.
And then, so there's like, the collarbone is broken in two places, and then the broken floaty bit sort of rotated a little bit and then fused together. So now my collarbone kind of goes down and then up and then back down.
That's cool. You'll have an interesting skeleton.
That's
fun. You can feel it. You want
to
feel my freaky bone?
It. Yes, please.
Can you see it? I don't think I'm skinny enough to see. You can see the lump. So like
your hands in the way.
Feel this. So let me. Okay. Normal. dip. Oh, that's the lump. I don't know. There we go.
I'll check it out later.
That's awesome, man. Mm.
That's the only one. I think I've broken toes and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But to the point where it's like I went to the doctor.
You break toes all the time.
Yeah, and they were just like, it'll heal.
Every time I've broken a toe, I've been like, that's not for a doctor's visit. Yeah, exactly. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah. And it's like it's your toe. It's often your pinky toe, I find. Yeah. So it's just getting mangled down there. Who gives a shit?
And I feel like maybe I broke a thumb or I did something, but I didn't have to splint or anything and it's fine now. So maybe I didn't break it. I don't know.
I have lots of injuries that are like we had to go to the hospital, but I've never broken a bone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I once got thonked on the head by a kid.
Thonked?
Thonked?
Was
like
that not the word
we were
using? I like thonked. It's good.
Yeah.
It was a big thonk. Yeah. I remember me as a kid, me and some friends, we were throwing pine cones.
Yeah, awesome.
Just out into the distance. And her younger sibling saw and interpreted in a child, like she was like three at the time, interpreted what we were doing as like we're throwing rocks. Oh, yeah. She picked up a rock, piffed it as hard as she could, and it just hit me smack bang above my eye.
Damn,
which is why I have one of the two scars on my eyebrow.
Give us a look.
You see them?
Oh, yeah, kind
of. Sort of. Yeah, a little bit.
You can tell.
I've never noticed that before, but now you pointed out.
So, this is one of the reasons that I have to shave my eyebrows. So I shave my eyebrows off to the halfway point. They're kind of mid-grown back at the moment. But I shave my eyebrows off and then draw the rest on because...
I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
I always have half eyebrows.
That's cool.
All right. That's blowing my mind.
You never noticed that I currently don't have the second half of my eyebrows.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it.
They're gone. This is crazy.
Just got little nubs at the front.
Does that count as a unibrow? Because it's
one.
Makes up one.
It's like, together it's one brow.
You've got a uni's worth of brow, I guess.
Well, the reason I do this is because they glued it back together. And obviously, like, the way the skin had done is that I have a very low chunk of eyebrow on one. I have like three eyebrow hairs.
It's all mixed up.
That's crazy.
Way lower than the rest of my brow, and it's under the scar.
Cool.
Ooh. Does it get all ingrown and stuff? Or
it's not like not under the scar. Like it's physically
beneath the scar.
Yeah,
that's
in
the vertical.
That's like crazy. It's about 3 mils under. And so I just have these like three random hairs that I would always pluck, and then like slowly I just like the eyebrow plucking got more and more. Now I just shave them off and then draw the rest on the way I want them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
God, maybe I should start. I once in high school, so I've got the kind of eyebrows that I have no clue how to explain.
Yeah. They're big.
Zoe, they're big?
Yeah, like explain they're this. Big and they're big. They go down at the end.
There's quite an arch to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're pointy. They got a point.
So the top has an arch,
yes.
But the bottom is straight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a triangle.
Yeah.
Mm. But there's no tail. Per se.
Not really.
It's like there's like a lot of hair that just kind of stops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's not like a tapered
end. Oh, I like your eyebrows.
I like your eyebrows. You. I think your eyebrows would look sick bleached.
Yeah, bleach your brows.
Bleach your brows.
Bleach just the eyebrows?
And your mustache.
I actually, because I've cut my hair now.
Yeah.
And so this is, I'm at like, I don't know, maybe 2 months of regrowth.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
And so people with my length hair, which is, I guess, like a normal man length.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I don't want to go too short or whatever. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll give myself a fucking mohawk if I want to. I'll give me a year for like 3 or 4 years to get along. I got patience for hairs. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just like dye my hair blonde like a crazy person.
Do it. That's
bad.
That'd
look cool.
I think that would look sick.
I don't think I could pull it off because I got a dark beard that I also wouldn't
but
bleach.
That's kind of a
I
look.
I think it's super funny. Like the eyebrows and the mustache, like Jackson said, that's a choice.
That's a look.
Like that's a choice that a man has made.
Wait, bleach my mustache?
Bleach your mustache, bleach your brow.
But leave the rest of the beard dark.
That's unique. Who
that
else
is
has
unique.
That?
That
no is one special.
Has that. How do you bleach your eyebrows without getting bleach in your eyes and going blonde?
Just don't worry about it.
Bleach isn't like, it's not like the liquid bleach that you put in,
it's
a paste.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it would stay.
Yeah.
Or bleach your eyes, see what happens.
Yeah, or blind.
Nice white irises.
Beautiful milky irises. Yeah, that's a look.
If you could change your eye color to just pure white with just the iris. No, what's the iris?
Pupil.
Iris colored.
Do you mean like a cartoon's eyes?
Just the pupil,
Like a Simpsons eyeball?
Yeah.
I would do it.
Would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't. I'd look like a crazy freak.
No, I'd look awesome, actually.
A full white eye, I think, looks sick, but like just the pupil is weird.
Yeah, like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Well, maybe I get like a sort of full body yellow tattoo, look like Homer Simpson.
Jack, you're living the dream.
Yeah, like that guy who became a lizard, but I'll become Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah, the cheetah man who...
Yeah. But I will also split my tongue.
Yeah.
I think that's an awesome
The
move.
Tongue splitting is such a, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, to each their own, yeah. But then I become the world's biggest grandma as soon as someone's like, split tongue, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that?
I think it would make eating food so weird.
I've heard, I don't know anyone.
Can you pick up a Cheeto?
Well, I think, because your tongue's two independent muscles, which is why it works well. People are like, it's more natural this way. It feels better.
That's cool. Ugh. But would you do it for like a day?
Oh, I like to try. Yeah. I'd do anything for a day.
Oh. That's a bold claim.
Heroin?
No, but heroin has the promise of more heroin.
That is true.
That's the problem.
It's an itch you can't quite scratch.
Yeah, like if they were like, you can have heroin once and we promise you won't get addicted.
Who's they in this situation?
I don't know.
Men in coats.
I don't know. Science?
The scientists.
Yeah, whoever's in charge of heroin.
CEO
the heroin board.
Can I have an exemption from this crippling addiction, please?
I just want to see if it's good.
I'm scared of heroin. I'll tell you why. Because everybody says it feels really good, and I always feel like it must feel like when you come, but then keep whacking off. You know, it becomes painful. That's somehow what I imagine heroin is
like.
Is
that what the best feeling in the world feels like to you?
Yeah, well, because it's like too much pleasure. It stresses me out. That's turned me off heroin for good.
Yeah, well, that's probably good. That's good. Yeah, that's wrong, but it's good. You know, I'm like happy for you to keep
The working
that.
Was wrong, but we got the right answer, so.
The right place.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think in high school I was kicked in the head. I've just now remembered. By my friend.
Were you on the ground or were they just like...
I jumped roundhouse, kicked Jackson in the head.
I don't remember the context. Mm-hmm. We're in the bleachers, right?
Yeah.
We're watching something. I don't know why we're on the bleachers. Probably we didn't bring our uniforms to sport.
Yeah.
And so we had to just sit out.
Oh,
which was always awesome.
I remember these bleachers. Mm-hmm. The indoor ones?
Yeah, the indoor ones. Mm. My friend...
Good for kicking someone in the head.
Yeah.
Get on that top bleacher. Oh, yeah.
We're both on the top bleacher. Sitting next to each other.
Oh, okay.
Somehow his foot, I don't remember the context, is now in front of my face.
Uh-huh.
And then like he's stomping on my head like this, he hits the heel into my forehead. And I go flying off the bleachers. It's literally like on the bleachers together, scene missing, foot in front of my face, scene missing, I'm sprawled on the bleachers, sore forehead.
Yeah.
He's being like, sorry, 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 because he didn't mean to.
It was one of those joke kicks that I thought wouldn't hurt.
I don't know what the fuck happened there. What was
I like to imagine that in that beginning scene missing, it's Jackson being like,
hey, do you reckon you could kick me
in the head?
Hey, kick me in the head right now.
As hard as you can. It would feel good, I think. Because I think you'd kick someone in the head, it would feel good. And then as soon as they hit the ground, you'd feel sick. And you go, oh, God, I've just kicked someone in the head. But that moment where you kick someone in the head, that'd be cool.
I think even on the reverse, imagine getting kicked in the head by a horse. For a brief moment.
I imagine it all the time.
For a brief
Sweet
moment.
Sweet relief.
It would feel good. For the tiniest
moment? What moment?
From the tiniest iota where the horse's hoof connects with your skull. And
it's like a gentle massage for that nanosecond.
In that millisecond where your brain is wiped clean of thoughts. It's gonna feel good, and then
Jackson,
pain.
Jackson, your brain is gonna be wiped clean with thoughts for the rest of time.
What do you think? I don't think that's how it works. Where it's you get kicked, then your brain gets erased, then there's pain. I think you get kicked in the head.
Well, there'll be a brief moment where your body's like, "What just happened to me?" And that moment would be pretty good.
But that would just
all
be like being scared.
All responsibilities washed away.
Jackson doesn't feel scared.
Yeah, I got no fear. Kick me in the head, horse.
Jackson doesn't feel scared.
But, like, do you feel, like, when you fright, though? When you, if I hide around a corner and I go blah, and you don't,
I'll
know
be shocked,
there.
I guess.
No, yeah, Jackson, but you go, what's that extra feeling that comes with being burnt?
Yeah, that's right. A while back in the old studio, we were in the kitchen for some reason. I was like, hey, you know that extra feeling you get when you burn yourself? And everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, you know, it's like a kind of weird sick feeling when you burn yourself. And everyone was like, shock? Do you mean shock? I guess.
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, when I burn myself, there's an extra feeling. I don't know.
Yeah, like it feels like pain and
No.
And then there's an emotional response to the stimuli and
I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it. I can look at it from the outside, be like, "What the fuck is that?" But I don't know. I don't get. I'm just like, I'm burning myself.
So what do you mean you don't get scared? So like, do you? If you were in, did you go? Okay, so you're at school camp.
You're in the
Shut up. So you're at school camp.
Yeah.
It's digga digga. That's a thing I say now.
It's your catchphrase. Digigio. It's your giggity. Digigio. Go on. If I'm at school camp, it's digigio. Yeah.
So I think I've always had the more normal it sounds.
Yeah.
You're at school. It's not even funny, but I can't talk because I'm laughing.
I'm at school camp.
At school camp. It's my story. Yes. I know where you are.
Okay.
You're at school camp.
Yeah.
And you're going on the giant swing.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Where
yes.
you get bored up very high.
Yeah. Well, no, I do feel some fear. Yeah. I'm scared of heights.
Yeah. Okay.
And going to sleep.
That's fear. I think
and time
that counts
travel.
As fear.
I'm scared of that too.
Are you scared of you being time traveled? Or
no, my fear of time travel is a fear that I will wake up and it's 2 years ago. That would fuck me right up, dude.
I think going forward, wake up it's 2 years later. That's way worse.
Well, that's bad, but it's a different kind of bad.
No, he's scared of having to relive the last 2 years of his life.
Yeah, imagine that.
Those 2 years have been all right for you.
Yeah, but I got
to Sydney.
That was fun. Well, I think it's having to build up all those relationships again that's scary for some reason.
Some kind of human contact.
To go back
to... Do you have any new friends?
No.
You've already done it.
Yeah, but I got to go back and do 2 years of work. That's scary. Imagine...
What would also happen if you got hit in the head with a horse.
Yeah. Not by a horse. Someone picks up a horse.
So
here's the fear. Okay. 2 years, maybe, whatever. But say 5 years, you go back in time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The people you're interacting with haven't lived those 5 years, but you've got those 5 years under your belt. So you're like kind of distant from them now, in a way.
I think initially, but then you'd be fine. And then you'd invest in Tesla or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I could find a way to become the funniest friend.
Yeah.
I'd steal your bits, future use bits.
What bit of mine in the last 5 years are you stealing?
I don't know, maybe
there's
always
shit
been
on my penis.
Shit on my penis. Huh? I'm Jackson Bailey and I've got shit on my penis.
Like, what the heck?
What the fuck?
That's what you sound like.
Okay, I guess.
You're our least funny friend now. What?
I got to invest in Bitcoin. I saw a Bitcoin kiosk at a mall today.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
And, like, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't know, dude. Crazy.
I think, yeah.
Just gamble at that point. Just do regular gambling.
Gambling's cool, at least.
Learn how poker works. Just play a fucking pokies machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know?
I think I said this on a recent podcast, but I was at a funeral where the guy did his speech about the deceased, but then we just kept talking about how good it is to buy Bitcoin and to not sell your Bitcoin. That's how he ended the speech. It was
fuck
awesome.
Yeah.
It was
fuck
cool.
Yeah.
I just want to buy Bitcoin. Can't crash any further, can it?
Yeah.
We're at the bottom.
On Twitter today, somebody put me on a list. You know they can put you on lists on Twitter? Somebody put me on a list of, like, it was just called gifts. And when you clicked on it, he's like, I'm going to give you Bitcoin. And I was like, this is a scam.
Yeah, of course it is.
I got to get out of here.
Just give me your wallet and your name and all those kind of things. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Why not?
What's the next big thing? What can we invest in now so that in 5 years we go, I'm glad I did that?
What's going to get huge?
Guys, if you have Threads.
Yeah, that's true.
Invest in Threads.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Thrush.
Invest in Thrush.
There's going to be a Thrush outbreak. Be the next COVID.
We're making money somehow off the Thrush.
Yeah, I'll be
Well, it's like whoever was making masks.
Yeah, that's true.
Was making coin during COVID.
Yeah.
Well, what is going to happen to people where they're going to need like an implement or a tool coming up?
Some kind of...
What about like the world's going to get hotter?
Yeah.
Right, from global warming. Hats?
Cool.
Hats with umbrellas built in them.
Oh!
Yeah, like those golf hats.
Those
yeah.
are cool. Those are cool.
Are they golf hats? What are those things? I've seen people wear them at golf.
Snazzy.
Parasols? You know what I reckon's coming back in a big way?
Yeah. Here's what's coming back. Two things. Okay. These are my big calls.
All right.
CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! The card game.
What I thought you were saying before when you said... What was it?
Diggity-o?
Diggity-o. Diggity-o. Maybe that's why I got Yu-Gi-Oh on the brain.
I was like, Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
I've just perfected...
Listen back to the tape, I say it.
I've perfected my Ojima deck, which is interesting to, I think, no one listening. But when it's back, if you're listening to this in a couple of years, you'll be like, man, I was really ahead of the ball. And wow, an Ojima deck. That's an interesting kind of deck to make. Anyway, Jackson, what's coming back?
I think, you know, those hats that like a little boy will wear that has a propeller on top?
Oh, yeah.
I think those are coming back in a huge way, dude. That and dunce caps.
Yeah. I think a dunce cap.
We have been using the dunce cap on you quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm sort of like a forerunner of the dunce cap fashion. Dunce core.
Are they made out of... A dunce core could be
dunce
good.
Dunce core is coming back. An oaf core?
Oaf core, yes.
That is the natural progression of clown core, yeah. So I love it.
I think it's the perfect intersection of clown core and cottage core.
This is what I'm imagining. An oaf core outfit, okay? You got to go chunky black shoes that are a bit too big.
Yeah.
Okay. Big buckles on the shoes.
Big buckles on the shoes. Now you want... They're like three-quarter pants.
Mm-hmm, but they are high-waisted.
Exactly. And they're designed to look like they are too small for you.
Yeah.
Okay? You want your calves bulging out. Mm-hmm. Then you want a big belt around the middle.
Oh,
then
yes.
You want a T-shirt with a jacket over the top. But the jacket does need to be too small.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to be uncomfortable.
It's gotta be. You kind of got to walk like you're cinched in the middle. Yeah. Then either a dunce cap or the hat with the propeller on top.
Well, I think dunce cap and and the propeller hat, they're too modern for an oaf.
Well, is oafcore then perhaps a bowl cut?
Yeah, I think it's a bowl cut.
As someone who rocked a bowl cut this year, yes.
I think it's bowl cut, but also you're bald in the middle, like Fry Tuck.
Yeah.
And also I think you need to be carrying some kind of slop or a bucket full of something.
Yeah. Or a sack on your back.
Yeah, a sack, a Hessian sack filled with...
Like it's leaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's full of veggie scraps for the pigs. Or a bucket of slop also for the pigs.
Yeah.
Or a bucket of shit from the pigs to put on the garden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice way to live.
That's an oafcore look.
Yeah.
Oafcore's back, dude.
Yeah, oafcore.
It's back in a huge way.
I actually...
Watch out.
That's the natural... It's the perfect... I'm in. Okay, so we have to invest in two small jackets and...
Two
big shoes. How do we do that? Are they publicly traded? Yet?
What celebrity can we get to start dressing?
Post Malone
can start dressing oafcore.
He loves having different haircuts all the time.
That's true.
And most of them were bad.
And then in interviews, he can be like, yeah, I'm going
oafcore, baby. I'm drinking a Bud Light and I've got this bucket of slop. Yeah. I'm Post Malone.
If you're oafcore.
Oh, that man seems smart. I should trust him.
I should try and dress
oafcore. So we have to invest in Post Malone.
I don't think if you're oafcore, you're drinking a Bud Light. I think you're drinking a.
No, but he's sponsored by Bud Light.
You've
still got to modernize it. You can't just be like, I'm going to wear like fucking ruffle collars. Mm. Like that's not, you've got to modernize it.
True.
So I think there's an element to the oafcore where we're like, the jacket's too small, but the pants.
I think they're too... three-quarter skinny jeans.
Okay.
Do not think they're three-quarter skinny jeans.
Yes, no,
they
that's it.
Are cinched at the waist, but they parachute out
to
the calf.
Okay.
Oh, yes, nice and modern.
Yeah. And then we're drinking a Bud Light, and we're all rocking really expensive glasses.
Oh, okay. I don't... Can the oaf see?
Can now.
Yeah.
I guess in the year of 2024, the oaf will need to see.
Also, you need to have that big giant red nose that alcoholics get because ale all the time.
Absolutely. That's in fashion. That's going to look...
I'm doing it with blush.
Yeah. Well, you can if you don't want to put in the, you know... What?
The work.
Yeah, the work of becoming an alcoholic. That is a lot of effort to go for a style. Yeah. What?
Very rewarding, though. They say passion, fat, but pain is beauty.
Yeah.
But this time, beauty is a little bit tipsy. Hey, it makes life easier.
What about about facial hair for going off core? What do you think?
Oh, scraggly.
Yeah, scraggly it... or just like the...
chops.
Underneath, I was
oh,
thinking.
Oh, yeah, just no, underneath. Make the neck that is oafish.
not on the neck, just like a line along your jaw.
Yeah. I think you're right. That's it is of... kind of a neck beard, but it's sort of a chin beard and a neck beard.
Yeah.
Kind of
that's sort of your oaf core.
Yeah, look. Big time. Yeah. Big time.
Oaf core's in, dude.
What about, is there a hat involved?
I think there could be.
I think Dunce and Propeller know. The haircut we've nailed.
Yeah.
But is there like a flat cap kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, or a crumpled top hat.
when
like it's to be soft.
Yeah, like it's been sat on.
It's a bucket hat, but the rim has ripped off.
Oh, so you've just got the top of the hat. Yeah, that's good. That's oaf core. I want someone to make an oaf core outfit and send it to us.
Yeah, if you model it, you can't draw it.
No, you can't draw it. You have to model it yourself.
But also if you want to draw
we'll put Jackson's measurements up in the show notes.
Yeah, send me an oaf core outfit. I think the thing about an oaf core outfit is it's very doable. You probably have pants that are too small and a jacket that's too small somewhere in your
house. Should it be a vest?
Yeah, you could do a vest.
Is this just Shrek?
Shrek is oaf core.
Shrek is oaf core.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Ogre core, you know it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's more earth and earthy tones to be ogre core.
Yeah, we're oaf core. Really, you can go with the color.
You can. Oh, yeah, you can be bright in oaf core, which is cool.
That is cool. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Zoe.
If you want to, you can listen to Being Hot is Hard.
Yes.
Starring Zoe B and Cass Page.
Yes,
about makeup and stuff.
It's about... It is. Yep, that's a great way. It's about makeup and stuff.
I haven't listened to it. It's not for me.
It's not for you.
I know.
That's an awesome promotion. I've listened to it. It's not for me, but maybe you'll like it.
Well,
it's for people who care about self-care, and it's for people who keep trying to learn how to do a skincare routine, but there are so many, and I don't know what I'm doing right. Are any of these creams working?
I think you look good.
That's your vibe. Thank you.
I think the cream's working.
Thank you. Okay.
And Jackson, D&D is for nerds. I don't know why that was the first one.
Plumbing the dust, thumb cramps. I do a bunch of them.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.